Persecution's expected to spike during Ramadan. Extremists in India move forward in earnest in their religious cleansing effort. And Christ strengthens the bond between the Far East and the Middle East. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. During Ramadan, many Christians are focusing their prayers on seeking Muslims. Open Doors USA's Jerry Dykstra says this is a good thing, but that can't keep us from praying for believers, especially during this Muslim holiday. Dykstra says,
last year during Ramadan, there was an upsurge in incidents against Christians in the Muslim world.
This wasn't the case all over, but persecution did increase in several countries. Perhaps it's no surprise, since 8 out of the 10 top countries on Open Doors World Watch list where Christians are persecuted are Muslim-dominated. Fears run especially high this month for recent converts.
During this time of Ramadan, there's extra pressure on the Muslim background believers who have come to Christ from their Islam background to return to Islam. There's tremendous pressure from the family, community, and so forth.
Open Doors has created a 30-day prayer calendar. Our website will guide you to it. Next, Hindu nationalists are moving forward with their plan to cleanse Madhya Pradesh of Christians by 2011. We first covered the story in India in May. Today, there's been a notable uptick in violence against believers in the region. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says the revelation of an actual campaign means it's organized.
It's sort of given the go signal to all the various extremist groups scattered throughout the state to make life difficult for Christians. And we're starting to see increasing physical attacks as well as verbal abuse, arrests, threats being made against Christians everywhere.
In these days since the campaign launched, Straver says he started getting daily reports of persecution of Christians. Naturally, violence disrupts a team's work, but it won't stop it, not when so many are coming to Christ.
We are actually helping many different existing groups, indigenous churches, indigenous mission agencies, to train their workers, providing them with scriptures, with scripture materials, and theological training.
You're listening to Mission Network News. We turn next to part three of our series on youth in the former Soviet Union. With so many odds stacked against these youth, it's easy to lose hope. However, Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says all is not lost.
These youth become a new generation of those ready to be used of God today, not tomorrow.
Similarly, American youth living in a post-Christian culture still have great potential if older believers take time to mentor them.
God, time and time again, uses youth in the former Soviet Union right where he's raised them up to be used in powerful ways.
Crossing language and cultural barriers, SGA is bringing Americans, Russian, and Ukrainian youth together in ministry. But they're not waiting until they're older.
So we have these youth now looking for truth from someone who truly lives the truth in their lives and cares for them. The same circumstances that we see in the youth of the former Soviet Union.
Join us Monday for the fourth and final installment of the series. Meanwhile, long before January's earthquake devastated Haiti, their education system was in a shambles, and only around half of the Haitians know how to read and write. During the quake, some 5,000 schools were destroyed, so their need for education has never been greater. Seeing this need, World Hope International will be rebuilding two primary schools, one in City Soleil and the other in Verger. Currently, World Hope supports almost 120 kids between the two schools. Help World Hope via our website. And Operation Mobilization says there's a growing bond between Israel and China. Their Israel field leader recently returned from a trip to mainland China. Many Chinese pastors there traced the roots of their churches to Hudson Taylor and a small band of workers in the late 19th century. Now the Chinese church is longing to bring the gospel to the world and back to Jerusalem. Please pray that God will bless and guide this growing relationship and vision of the Chinese church. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, go to missionnetworknews.org or call 1-800-995-4828. By the way, you can now receive MNN Daily at your personal email address, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.